I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Being investigated by the FBI as a targeted attack is a shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas, Texas, that has left one detainee dead and two critically injured.
Sniper on top of the roof.
It was still dark outside when the first calls came in at 6:40 a.m. with reports of gunfire. DHS officials say a lone sniper on a nearby rooftop fired indiscriminately at people inside a van at the ICE facility entrance.
That's CBS's Omar Villafranca in Dallas. No law enforcement officers were injured. Authorities say the shell casings were found with anti-ICE messages on them. Poland and Estonia are praising President Trump after he backed shooting down Russian planes and drones that violate NATO airspace. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
2 weeks ago, Russia flew 19 drones over Poland. Four were shot down. But then last Friday, three Russian MiGs entered Estonian airspace for a full 12 minutes. And this part is key. Pay attention to this. The Estonian military says those pilots had their transponders turned off.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pleads his country's case before the UN General Assembly a day after his meeting with President Trump, who did an about-face and declared Ukraine can win the war with Russia with backing from the European Union. Zelensky condemned Russia in his remarks today.
Russia hasn't stopped shelling even in areas near a nuclear facility. Because of international institutions are too weak, this madness continues.
The first of what's expected to be many wrongful death lawsuits has been filed over a deadly mid-air crash over Washington, D.C. earlier this year. The widow of one of those killed on an American jet which collided with an Army helicopter is suing the airline and the federal government. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The wrongful death suit alleges American Airlines, the FAA, and Army, quote, utterly failed in their responsibilities to the traveling public. Casey Crafton died in the January mid-air collision. His wife is now suing. His brother Daly.
Casey was betrayed by the system he trusted. We all were.
67 people died in the accident.
Promising news for those with Huntington's disease.
Jack May Davis watched his father die from Huntington's disease and carries the gene himself, but a new gene therapy gives him hope.
It does make the future seem a little bit brighter.
Huntington's disease kills brain cells and it's normally fatal within 2 decades. But researchers say a new gene therapy treatment slowed the illness in 75% of patients, infusing a new piece of DNA which turns neurons into a factory that permanently reduces a toxic protein in the brain. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Space weather satellites blast off together to study the sun's violent side. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies? Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source, root metrics data, United States, 1H 2025. All rights reserved, trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Details on a cluster of space weather satellites that will look for solar storms. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
3, 2, 1, engines full power, and liftoff, go Falcon.
The three satellites took off from the Kennedy Space Center shortly after sunrise on the same SpaceX rocket, but each is on a different mission. They're aiming for a sun-orbiting lookout 1 million miles from Earth, with one of the main goals to serve as warning beacons for astronauts who will fly to the moon sometime next year. The goal is to give advance notice of solar storms or activity 30 minutes in advance for astronauts high above so that they can take shelter to avoid heightened radiation levels. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Speaking of satellites, former Vice President Al Gore has announced an expansion of Climate Trace to track soot pollution using satellite technology and artificial intelligence. The system will monitor pollution sources and plumes in 2,500 cities worldwide. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional clouds for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Looking mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. And with more sun Thursday, highs in the upper 70s. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Take a good look at my face. Yeah, you see my smile. Timeless Hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the Timeless Hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me, I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belonged.
belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da. Opened up a closet door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da.
Everyone, so you got to please yourself. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
ba 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 ba.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time. WRJN.
wants to come with me, but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The FBI says a gunman who wrote anti-ice on an unused bullet used others to carry out a shooting from the rooftop of a building near a Dallas detention facility. Authorities say the suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons tells CBS News agents were trying to help the detainees and adds it was a definite attack on an ICE facility.
That has to be my number one concern right now, is making sure that men and women can go out there, do their mission, but they go home safe to their families.
More from CBS's Nicole Scanga.
Now, we know that the gunman was firing indiscriminately at the building, including at a transport van in the Sally Port, and it was there that three detainees were shot while they were inside the van. And of course, as we've reported, one has been confirmed deceased while two are in critical condition.
The family of a victim in January's deadly Washington, D.C. plane crash is suing American Airlines, the FAA, and the Army.
The widow of Casey Crafton from Connecticut, Rachel, who was raising three boys, filed the lawsuit. Daley Crafton is the victim's brother and read a statement from her.
Because of this avoidable tragedy, my young sons and I have to go through life without the love, support, guidance, and laughter Casey gave to us.
Attorney Bob Clifford says they're seeking airline and government changes.
The FAA.